Today is the day of the greatest paradox the world has seen. God, who displayed the fullness of his glory in creating the heavens and the earth, who caused the children of Israel to walk across the Red Sea on dry ground, who promised a Redeemer to pay the price of our sin, died the death of the lowest criminal. This evening at 7 p.m. at Trinity, we will ponder the account of this day as written by St. John the Evangelist. We will hear the words of mockery from the crowds and the words of love from our Savior. Once again, we will hear of the failure of justice, the verdict rendered by Pilate, even as he knew Jesus was innocent. Yet Pilate, in a final act of defiance, proclaimed the truth, saying, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." During the 3 hours of unnatural darkness, Jesus hung on the cross, bearing the taunts of the crowd, even as he bore the pain of the crucifixion. He forgave his executioners, assured one of the malefactors crucified with him, and cared for his mother. Finally, in the darkness, he said, "I thirst." When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The redemption of all people was finished, then and for all time. Jesus paid the price of your sin and mine. This salvation stands completed forever and can never be removed, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. May our Lord grant that we hear of his love, trust in Christ Jesus as our Redeemer, and receive the gift of everlasting life. Amen.